Right, Roger, I have a tiny bit of battery, 6% left here. Now, it still is worthwhile recording, but I'd be grateful if I can plug this this thing into a place on the wall. We have got a total of 50 minutes to record a 34-minute podcast.
Right. You set this recording, you know that, don't you?
Pardon?
You've got this recording, you know that.
Yeah, I was going to leave it record until we started the podcast, or until you felt like turning it off.
Okay.
So I'm just writing business jazz... a podcast in my Moleskine notebook here. So I'll make notes during the podcast.
Such a difference in styles, you with your elegant Moleskine.
You have made up your own notebook.
Notebook from scripts. Scripts okay. And storyboards.
Okay, look, I'm ready to go.
Good.
I've already done a small piece of audio on Anchor, version 1, which is no longer the thing that you get if you went into Anchor to sign up. Do you keep your iPhone on apps on automatic update?
I do.
Right. Well, that means that if you now log in to your Anchor account, which I think you've used once, not sure how often you've used it, but anyway, I won't be able to communicate with you via Anchor.
What?
Yes. What they did was something remarkable. They brought out an update, and the update, and a key part of it was if you updated your app, you could no longer use it to communicate or audio a social conversation with other people on the Anchor app who were on version 1. We call them version 1 and version 2. Now there's lots of other issues surrounding it, but no warning was given by anybody.
Did they ring up Audio Boom and ask how do we upset the most people in the shortest amount of time?
This is the first time you've heard of this, and that is your reaction.
It's not the first. Well, no, you're the first to explain to me what's happened. I caught that Anchor people weren't happy.
Well, only some Anchor people are not happy, or only some people are expressing. In any degree, their unhappiness. There are others who have taken with alacrity and enthusiasm to the new Anchor and have been actually working very hard at workarounds, which will enable them to have one-to-one conversations with people that they previously had one-to-one. Well, in fact, so basically, without going into it in any detail, it would only be fair to say that there are some people who like it. But there are others whose phones didn't update automatically.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there are people with more than one device. If you had two devices, you could have version 2 on one and version 1 on the other.
That's what a lot of people did with Instagram, when Instagram had its moment of complete sheer lunacy, which was to not allow to show you photographs according to their algorithm, not chronologically.
That bothers me a lot.
Well, it bothers me a lot as well. So what I did is I didn't update for the longest time, and then by accident I updated. Now you have to update at some point. Because otherwise your phone is vulnerable to security hacks and what have you. I mean, every time there's an update, the reason they do an update is they found a hole in their coding. So, they don't say that, but it's pretty much, as far as I understand, the reason why there are so many you know, this bug improvements and other performance that catch all. A lot of those are security things. So eventually you have to update, otherwise you've just got a gaping hole in your phone.
But I never knew until now. I had absolutely no idea that was coming. And it bothers the hell out of me because I always wanted to see, you know, not just my friends. I wanted to see people I had no communication with who were really good photographers who I never wrote to in any way. And I don't know how to get them now. I reckon I have to scroll through an enormous number of people to get to the people.
I don't know. I suppose the more people you follow, the more complex it becomes. Also, I've noticed that I get to see the same photograph again. Like, you know, I'll go, but I've seen this one already and it's showing it to me again. That's annoying because then you've no gauge of, have I seen everybody's updates? Have I seen everybody's new photographs? That annoys me on, you know, on Instagram that you have no...
Well, it just shows that, I mean, that one of the things that owners of businesses have to do if they are going to change their business anyway radically is actually think very carefully and do it terribly well the transition, especially since everybody knows that loads of people automatically update.
Well, let's
we should talk about
we can use this because there's two angles to it. I'm not recording it,
but you're not recording this, right? Okay.
There are two angles to this because there's the one, how do you make transition? So you're a business and you want to change something. How do you communicate that?
Yeah,
that's one. Second of all, what does all this mean for you as a business? Because it means you cannot build your business on Facebook.
Stop talking. Turn off my iPhone. And
I don't know the code, so you'll have to tell me.
Turn it off. Oh, you can easily.
Oh, hang on. Can I just?
Just press the save the stop button on the voice recorder.
I'm not getting that there.
Oh, hang on. Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah. You can't even. You can't even. Actually, you can if you. Oh no, maybe you can't.
No, I tried flicking up, but it will just. It just gives me the play option.
We're all right here. Okay, turning this off.